Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A Marine hero or murderer? Biden, very vindictive against Alabama. The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, desperate for attention. And so is CNN, hitting an all-time ratings low. That's all coming up. And then Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day. But first, Daniel Penny, the Marine who is charged with second-degree manslaughter for subduing and, well, he's accused of killing Jordan Neely on the New York City subway. The left is using this to whip up a race riot. Well, Ron DeSantis wrote out a tweet, "We must defeat the Soros-funded DAs, stop the left's pro-criminal agenda, and take back the streets for law-abiding citizens. We stand with good Samaritans like Daniel Penny. Let's show this Marine that America's got his back." And then he linked to a GiveSendGo.com account. It's like GoFundMe, but not woke. And it's already well over $2 million. Now, I share this because Sunny Houston or Host or whatever, one of the ladies on The View, used the classic line that you are going to hear all the time. She said, "What scares me about Ron DeSantis is that he offers Trumpism without Trump." If DeSantis becomes the nominee, whether it's this time or next election or whatever, you will constantly hear from the left that DeSantis is worse than Trump because he actually believes it. The federal government was going to move U.S. Space Command's headquarters to Alabama, but now word is that the Biden administration may block that because of Alabama's abortion laws. Trump decided to move Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Huntsville, Alabama. The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition is featuring a transgendered person. This is the second, well, man to be in the edition. Also, Petras is a singer. She is in there too. She recently did a performance with non-binary Sam Smith for the song Unholy, and it was this big Satan-themed thing. It was very shocking. Ooh. And Martha Stewart is also in the latest edition. Martha was a model with Ford Models when she was 15. Now she's 81, the oldest woman to be in the swimsuit edition, beating the previous oldest woman, Elon Musk's mom, when she was 74. I guess they got to get attention somehow. CNN is in the midst of their massive overhaul, they say. Their shows on Friday averaged 335,000 viewers from 8 to 11 p.m. That's below Newsmax. Having Trump in their town hall last week seems like it ticked off their remaining left-wing base now, too. So now no one's watching CNN. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, predictably, CNN continues to get hammered for giving Donald Trump airtime last week. But there is more to this situation than most Americans realize. As soon as CNN announced the town hall in New Hampshire, the well-organized far left began its campaign. Trump should not be allowed to speak on television. He should be canceled forever. The usual suspects disseminated that totalitarian point of view and then immediately formulated the after-party strategy. No matter how the town hall turned out, it would be portrayed as heinous, hideous, and hapless. And CNN would also be ridiculed to send a message to any other media organization that might invite Donald Trump to appear. CNN should have anticipated all that, but it did not. The left disqualifies the former president because they hate him. He tells lies, so he should be shunned. The CNN moderator, Caitlin Collins, is a talented broadcaster, but played right into the radical narrative by asking about the 2020 election. Did Ms. Collins actually believe Donald Trump would repudiate his rigged mantra? So why bother to ask that? Discuss issues. But no, CNN whacked itself in the head and the bleeding continues. In this brutal political climate, anticipating carnage is absolutely imperative. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Barbara, concierge member, your report on the town hall was good as a contrast to what I listened to on Fox and CNN. Although I understand the desire to teach someone who has talent, I have had success because of talented students, I fail to see the CNN moderator's talent as you do. Okay. I mean, she's 31 years old. I think Caitlin Collins has great potential. I mean, you can disagree, but I'm in the business. Glenda, proud of you, Bill. I was upset when you disappeared from Fox. As soon as you started the No Spin News, I joined up. I knew you would be a huge success, and we have it. The most successful independent news agency in the world. Thank you. Because of you, you watchers, you listeners on the radio, absolutely, I couldn't possibly have done this without you. Philip Schultz, Reno, Nevada. Today you stated to a viewer, O'Reilly, that the president and vice president are not even in the same building. When I visited the West Wing when Ronald Reagan was president, Bush's office was just down the hall. Yeah, he can have an office there, but the main vice presidential office is in the old executive office building and has been, I think, for more than 100 years. So that's where the vice president is. But they can have an office in the West Wing. Gerald Zangerli, Cuero, Texas, with respect to CNN Town Hall, appears key motivation for CNN is to host the forum was a ratings bump and make Trump look as toxic as possible. Well, obviously, they got the ratings bump, but it was just one day. Toxic, I can't really argue. I mean, they didn't want to make him look good, but in a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 48 years ago today, a 35-year-old woman from Japan became the first female to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Most who attempt to scale to the top fail or die trying. Here is the story of the world's deadliest mountain. Everest was first conquered by New Zealander Edmund Hillary in 1953. Since then, thousands have tried to reach the highest peak on the planet. On May 16, 1975, female climber Junko Tibe became the first female to accomplish the task. For 5 minutes, she enjoyed the most isolated and dangerous location on Earth. Here are the stats. The top of Mount Everest reaches 29,000 feet, the same altitude as the average commercial airline flight. The oxygen level, just 33%, compared to air on the ground. The typical temperature is 5 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit. Average wind exceeds 70 miles an hour at all times. A person without supplemental oxygen tanks will lose consciousness on Mount Everest in 90 seconds. They will freeze to death within 15 minutes. For those thinking of scaling the mountain, here's what it takes. Climbers undergo rigorous training for 2 months in Tibet, where they acclimate to high altitudes. After another 2 weeks at base camp, the journey begins. The trek to the top takes 4 days, another 2 days to descend. Total cost, $50,000 a climber. Ascending Everest is the most dangerous sport in history. Fewer than a third succeed. Between 5 and 10% perish on the climb. And here's something else you might not know. The location of Mount Everest is so remote, it's impossible to remove the bodies of dead climbers. In total, more than 400 people have died on the mountain. May they rest in peace. Back after this. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.